Homer Podcast. Welcome to the very first episode of the Homer Design Podcast, the voice of Homer Design Magazine. In each episode, we'll explore the stories, ideas, and inspirations behind the objects, technologies, and visions that shape our homes and our daily lives. Today, we begin from the beginning. What is Homer Design Magazine, and why did Homer decide to create this project? Homer launched Design Magazine not merely out of a passion for design, but because design is integral to the way Homer operates as an OEM manufacturer of domestic cooling appliances. Design goes far beyond aesthetics. It is a strategic mindset. From design thinking as a tool for product development to industrial design as a lever for differentiation, design enables Homer to help its clients stand out in an increasingly commoditized market. Through design, Homer creates products that are not only distinctive, but that also capture the soul of its clients' brands or private labels, exclusive yet accessible. A vision we call pop exclusivity, design made for all. This belief lies at the heart of Homer's innovation strategy. Homer Design Magazine was created to share this vision and the broader value of design within the Homer community and across the industry. It is both a platform for design culture and a bold expression of innovative, tangential marketing in a B2B environment. Joining us is Pierre Lay, Studio Volpe's agency voice and the creative mind behind many of Homer's most inspiring stories. So this isn't just about marketing, it's something more personal.
Oh yes, very much so. Homer's pillars are true, they're real. We live them, we experience them every day. And one of these is design. But design not only as the form or a shape, but design in its truest meaning, in its intentions. This magazine reflects exactly that. It's all about beauty, purpose, and sustainability. And in every article we decide to include in every issue, we try to present design in a certain way. We make design, if it ever needed, to be made more human, more emotional, and more accessible.
And what kind of stories can we expect from the magazine?
There are different kind of stories we try to include in every issue. So we cover the evolution of materials and the trends, of course. That's really interesting. We always want to find out what's going to happen next, where we're going, and so on. And we talk to some extremely interesting people to tell us about what's really going on. But we also talk about the memories, the rituals, and that emotional part of design that's so intriguing. Food, light, and the people. We interview incredible characters. It's really about showing how design touches our everyday lives, even in the smallest details, and also how design can help, and it should be its primary function, how design can help us live better, think better, and feel more, make those emotions more focused and important and relevant.
One last question. What's your hope for this podcast?
I don't really know, because it's the first time we're doing it. And so we like experimenting. And so I hope it becomes a space for reflection and then inspiration. People might ask questions. And of course, it's a way of telling stories. As I said, I do hope it can bring some inspiration and some surprises. With this magazine and with this podcast now, we want to go further and preserve culture too, because preservation is care. And again, one of the founding pillars of Homer. And that's what design is at its best, a form of care.
Homer Design Magazine is now in its third year and has gained increasing recognition not only in the appliances industry globally, but in the design world too. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more Design Magazine podcasts.